KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. After 6 months of working with the Nome Alaska Gold Company on the details of the purchase, the Nome Common Council last night approved the $1.5 million purchase of property near the port of Nome. The land will be purchased with funds from the port budget. In a written statement, City Manager Josie Banky said the land is needed to meet the goals of the port development plan. Also at last night's council meeting, Museum and Library Commissioner John Handelin gave the commission's recommendation for the location of the Richard Foster Building. The commission met earlier in the day yesterday and after an hour and a half decided on a parcel of land west of the Nome Recreation Center on Stedman. Commissioner Handelin explained that the Stedman recommendation was quite a change from a previous recommendation made that the museum and library be located on Front Street.
But looking at the parking issues, the cost of the property, and the ability to also look at future expansion and utilize some of the outside space for displays and then other community development was considered by the commission.
Handelin explained that there are existing plans to extend Stedman to the north.
The architect taking a look at it, looking at the soils conditions in the area, but that is what we are targeting as the best location on that property, and then leaving surrounding areas available for other development.
Also at last night's meeting, Mitch Erickson addressed the council regarding their recent action to ban Mike Benchoff for life from the port of Nome. Benchoff over years has violated numerous port rules, regulations, and procedures. Most recently, his boat, the Rustler, was left to freeze in Nome's harbor, which posed environmental risks that the Coast Guard had to clean up. Erickson's comments spurred much council discussion later.
I'm certainly not going to comment on his actions or anything, but a ban for life, I think, is a slippery slope that you're going down. If someone's banned for life in there, what's the next step? You park on the wrong side of the road, you're banned for parking? I just think it's a bad thing.
Most council members agreed with Erickson's statements that the city needs to again look at their act of banning Mr. Benchoff from the port. Councilwoman Josie Stiles says she is willing to relook at the ban.
Although my feeling is that he totally violated the laws and the rules of our port, and it drug on for way too long. You know, people definitely need to suffer the consequences of breaking those rules.
And Councilman Stan Anderson, who chaired last night's meeting in the mayor's absence, told the council that they can do a lot of different things after the case against Benchoff goes to court.
My biggest problem is that we don't want to get in this situation again. Somebody bringing a rig in there that's not working, doesn't look like it's going to work, and they can't get it out of the harbor. We don't need any more tugs. We don't need any more imagination of rigs that just are not functionable, and that was, and it drug on, and it was it is what it is.
One of the city attorneys, Patrick Munson, said that the city has taken ownership of the Rustler. They are now looking at what it will take to get the boat out of Nome's frozen harbor. The Alaska House of Representatives will consider creating short-term driver's licenses for temporary residents. HB1 would allow the Department of Motor Vehicles to issue licenses that expire as soon as a temporary resident's authorization to live in the U.S. has finished. Under the current law, legal temporary residents are eligible to receive a license valid for 5 years, regardless of the duration of their stay. The bill, first sponsored by Anchorage Republican Representative Bob Lynn, will be discussed today in legislative session. Senator Lisa Murkowski has introduced a congressional bill focused on preventing youth suicides. The bill, titled Garrett Lee Smith Memorial Act Reauthorization, will increase funding for federal grants to tribes, states, and colleges to improve their mental health services. The bill also focuses on providing statewide preventative youth services for at-risk teens. Murkowski emphasized the high priority for this bill, as Alaska has the highest rate of suicide per capita in the country. There won't be any fishing allowed for early-run king salmon this summer on the lower Yukon River. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is trying to rebuild the Yukon River's dwindling king salmon runs. The first pulse of kings usually hits the river in early June. The Department of Fish and Game has closed or restricted king salmon fishing on the first pulse of Yukon kings for 3 of the past 4 years. Fishery managers are trying to get more fish to Canadian spawning grounds. However, the previous closures were by emergency order and based on the department's pre-season projections for the King Run. The state has paid nearly $8.7 million in student scholarships under a program championed by Governor Sean Parnell as a way to transform Alaska's education system. And a new report shows that about 1,900 students have received Alaska Performance Scholarships over the past 2 years. The report found that college freshmen who received scholarships on average took fewer remedial course hours and more total hours than other freshmen in the University of Alaska system. More than 2,700 students who graduated high school in 2011 or 2012 remain eligible for aid. Scholarship awards must be used at colleges or career and technical institutes in Alaska. The vast majority of scholarship recipients thus far have attended schools within the university system. The program was created in 2010, but first funded in 2011. The price of gold in New York has rose $7.50 so far today, trading at $1,663 even. An ounce of silver has risen 40 cents so far today, trading at $31.34, and a pound of zinc is at 95 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome at 9:05 this morning. It's expected to depart for Anchorage at 10:02. Unofficially 5 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.